This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back to the show. We are here to savor life with Diana, and that's what she's here to do. We're going to talk positive vibes only today. Is toxic, right? Well, we'll get to that in just a sec. But we're going to talk about forced positivity and so much more with our Burn Through Catalyst speaker, author, life coach, and so much more. Diana, welcome back to the show. How are you, darling?
Thanks, Jill. It's great to be here. I felt like this was such an important topic because a lot of people are surprised to find out that I'm naturally a negative thinker. And I want to talk about honoring that negative so that we can move to the positive.
To know it's possible, it's okay, because a lot of us have negative thoughts, feelings, and vibes. And I would never think that about you because you come across so amazingly positive, and that's what you're teaching people. But you know what? No one's perfect. We all have our hard points to get through, and we need help, and we need some pushing in a sense, right? So thank you for joining us, and of course, always being here, and we appreciate your honesty. Diana Bahesa, how do we contact you?
Yeah, you can find... My website is saverlifewithdiana.com, and you can also find me on Facebook, on Instagram, at Diana Bahesa Speaks. That's D-I-A-N-A Bahesa, B-E-J-A-S-A Speaks.
Well, thank you for being here. So let's talk about positive vibes only. It's toxic, right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, for a long time, I kind of dismissed this positive thinking idea because I am a naturally negative thinker. I was like, that sounds like total BS. Like, you know, there are negative things happening in the world and we're just supposed to like pour perfume all over it and pretend that it doesn't stink. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And when you think about people who do that, it comes across as really fake. It comes across like we are forcing something as opposed to really being honest about what it is. Like when we do that, we're just ignoring reality, right? And that doesn't make anything disappear. It just makes us look delusional because we're pretending like it's not there. So for me, I think that rather than forcing positivity, we've really got to look for a different approach. And I think a lot of times, you know, you see those people who have like the positive vibes only shirts or like things like that. I think that what they're actually doing, what we're actually doing in those situations is we're resisting the negative, and what we resist tends to persist, right? So if we were to stick... If we were to pretend that we had...
What we tend to resist... Say it again.
What we tend to resist persists.
Love it. I'm using that. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's kind of like if you were to take dust and sweep it under your couch, it doesn't make the dust go away, right? Like, you're just hiding it in a corner. And a lot of times then it starts to build up, right? Or like if you had something rotting and you stick it in the back of your fridge, it doesn't make the rotting thing go away. It just sits in your fridge and festers for longer, and then the smell gets even worse, and like all those sort of things. And I think that that's a lot of times what forced positivity does. It's like we're denying that hard stuff, and that doesn't make us enlightened. That makes us exhausted.
It's draining, right? That's a good word, draining. This persist, resist. I'm loving it. Right, good. Yay. Yeah. We can't deny our feelings, our true feelings. We've got to embrace them and stop resisting them. It's okay if they're bad sometimes. Okay.
Well, yeah. So I think a lot, I've been reading a lot about, you know, toddlers and their development because I have a little under 2-year-old. And so I've been reading this book. It's called How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen. And How to Listen So Little Kids Will Talk. And it's based on a book, you know, by this woman's parents and, you know, like all these different things. They wrote How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and How to Listen So Kids Will Talk. And that's more geared towards older kids. But since I have a little one, I'm reading the second edition or this, I guess, sequel to the book about little kids. And it talks about how, like, sometimes when we have little kids, right, like they tell us about something that's wrong, like, oh, I stubbed my toe. And instead of honoring how they feel, we're like, oh, your toe's fine. Oh, let me fix it. Let me kiss your toe and make it all better, right? As opposed to just honoring how they really feel. And if you think about that, if somebody just like every single time you express something that's going tough for you is just like, oh, like, let me fix it for you. Or, oh, like, it's okay. It's not a big deal. Like, you shut down. you stop talking to them. You kind of create a barrier there as opposed to really building a bridge, right? Versus if you acknowledge, oh my God, that must have really hurt your toe. Like, you know, like then it's all of a sudden like, yeah, it did hurt my toe. And it opens up this place for conversation and communication. So I think that a lot of times when we're forcing positivity, we're actually like shutting down communication with ourselves. We're shutting down like, you know, and we're kind of like building up walls where we no longer trust ourselves because we're trying to paint something positive out of something that's negative. Now, that does not mean that I don't think that you can transform a negative situation into a positive, but it is something that like we want to honor the truth of how we feel. And once we do that, then it becomes easier to problem solve. Then it becomes easier to transform the thing, right? Like once you acknowledge the stubbed toe, a lot of times the kid's going back out there to play, right? So sometimes it's not about resisting it, right? It's about acknowledging it, allowing for something to be unpleasant, and like finding our own level of comfort within that discomfort. So a lot of times, right, like again, we as parents or even in situations, we want to cover something up with positive because it seems like, oh, that'll make everything better. But it doesn't. And kids can see through that. They can tell that the stuff still stinks. You know what I mean? So that's why to me, I would rather really look at like, how do I honor the truth of what's going on here? And then once that feeling is acknowledged, then it can be released and then we can move on.
And I mean, it's never easy moving on, but there's a lot to get through, a lot to go through. So you mentioned that, you know, forced positivity is breaking you and those around you. Positive reinforcements, positive. Hold on. Can I reach it? I can't reach it. I got post-its up, right? With like vision boards and stuff I have to do. Positive thoughts. And oh, yes, you're braver than you are. Brave. Like, okay. So, I mean, it's good in a sense, but you're trying to say that we can't force it too much, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think positive thinking is like for me that book, The Power of Positive Thinking, was life changing.
Yeah,
because I started to realize like, oh, there's an actual science behind why I want to have a positive attitude. But for me, that sticking point down inside was like, but I don't actually feel positive. So sometimes there's this like fake it till you make it kind of attitude, and it works for a little bit. But we got to acknowledge that sometimes it doesn't work, right? And so I'm talking about those situations where it's clear that it's not working, right? And rather than continuing to force positivity, we got to look at like, okay, if this isn't working, we got to try something else. So yes, I believe in looking for the positive in a situation, right? Like I think in a past episode, we talked about the difference between there are two different types of gratitude. There's gratitude for something and there's gratitude in something. You can be grateful for something that's great and awesome and, you know, wonderful, like your family or all those different things. You can also be grateful in a really challenging situation. I have a friend whose son right now has like stage 4 cancer. And I've worked with her as a client in the past. And we're talking about not pretending like the cancer is not there, not saying necessarily like, oh yeah, you know, he's going to get through it. Like that's the hope. But a lot of times people who have cancer, when they hear you constantly just like barraging them with positivity, it really points more to your discomfort as opposed to like honoring how scared they honestly feel, how they don't know what's next. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they just need a place where they don't have to be strong all the time, where they can acknowledge that fear that they have, the worry that they have, the uncertainty in their lives. And instead they feel like this need to comfort us because we are uncomfortable with their diagnosis, you know? And so I think that like, yes, it makes sense to have a positive attitude, but really what people want more than anything is to feel heard. We want to feel heard. We want to know that like our feelings are acknowledged. And I think a lot of times it's this world of like, oh, everything is perfect. Everything is good. That makes people feel really disconnected. They feel alone, you know? And so my point is not to say never be positive, right? Yeah. But it's to say like sometimes what we need most is to simply be heard and to acknowledge that feeling. Mm-hmm. And then from there to really think about like, what kind of positivity does this person need? Does this person just need a shoulder to cry on or like, like somebody there, and that allows for the positivity to come in, because sometimes there's just such a flood of negativity that you can't get the positive, and no matter how much you try to push it, right? So instead, the strategy here is to really look and say, oh, I've got to let some of this negative out to allow positive in.
You there? Positive in
and oh, yeah.
Okay, then you froze. All right, perfect. Woof. Please, I'm like, not today. I haven't had any issues so far. All right, thank you so much. If you are just tuning in, of course, as always, we want you to know that we are talking to one of our dear friends here. And by the way, guess where she lives? Hawaii, right? So tell them where you live.
I live in Honolulu. I'm originally from New York, but this was one of my dreams come true, and it came out of a situation that looked really negative. So I do believe, again, in transforming the negative into positive, but we also have to let some of that negative out sometimes so that we can allow the positive in.
Beautiful. And with her career as a chef, she's as a single mom, she's got a lot on her plate, literally. And she's always here, giving us a positive, a different outlook, and helping so many. By the way, also just want to remind everyone about the Manifest Your Dreams. And if you could just share a little bit how we can pick up a copy of that and what that's about. And then we'll continue this positivity stuff chat in just a sec.
Yeah. So the Manifest Your Dreams journal is available on Amazon. The easiest way to find it is to search my name, Diana Behalsa. And I'm going to pull it up.
Sure.
It's something that I created with my client, and it works on this principle of gratitude. So I do believe in using gratitude to shift to a positive mindset, but we've got to do it in a way. The other part of what I work with my clients, it's not simply just about using this journal and writing down our gratitude. It's also about acknowledging how we feel, because the harder that we push against those negative feelings, the more that they're going to continue to show up, and they just get stronger and stronger. We're not actually like making any progress. We're building up force that's gonna backfire.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, and continuing today's conversation, we are back here talking about, you know, how people sometimes force positive thoughts on you, and really, that's not a good thing. But you're saying the harder you push, there it is, the faster you burn, the success lies lie that's draining you dry. We're going to talk about that as well. Where are we off to next?
Yeah, so the harder you push, the faster you burn, right? So a lot of us are taught in personal development and elsewhere, you know, like, keep going, never give up, like keep pushing, like just keep going. And I think that works to a degree, again, just like forced positivity. But there's this tipping point. And I think a lot of times these ideas, they're kind of like applied, like they work as a blanket, like all the time. And I'm here to bust that myth. It doesn't work all the time, right? So there's got to be a time when we realize and think about, like, what are we pushing for? Is this really worth what I'm sacrificing, right? Like, we've been taught to push through, but a lot of times that can be the reason that we keep breaking down. You know, a lot of times I see people who they want to feel better, or, you know, like, for example, it's like they want to run a marathon, but they have a broken leg. And forcing ourselves to power through burnout like that, you know, thinking that it's a badge of honor, thinking that it's like, somehow glorified, like that's like, okay, even if you finish the race with a broken leg, you're focused on the short-term gain as opposed to the long-term effect on you. And so I think that's the point, is like, we got to look at like this short-term gain I'm going to get from pushing through. Is this worth what this could cost me in the long run? And we have to weigh that as we continue to push, you know, and that's how we can kind of figure out that nuance of, are we really doing something that's serving us, or are we doing something that's destroying us? Because it's human to feel weak and tired, right? But the truth is that we're actually being wise when we recognize it's time to rest.
Last time, what'd you say? That time to rest?
Yeah, when we recognize that it's time to rest, that's actually wisdom.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you. I missed that part. Okay, awesome. It's so true, though. It is. And I love that we sit here and we dive into these conversations. And it's not just, you know, you're the type of person who tells us what to do, what to think. We're exploring it and going over scenarios and deep diving into, you know, today, this positivity and, you know, whether it's real, whether it's good, whether it's true. Is it okay to be negative? Is it not? Do we have to be? So, and that's what life is about. It's about conversation and it's about really understanding. Everyone's different. Everyone's built differently, have different opinions. But I love this perspective that Diana gives. And, you know, with anyone, you know, it's, she's shedding light on something that I never would have thought about. And this has been happening for months now, which is great. That's why she's so good at what she does. And I still have her pegged as like super positive, but I mean, she is, but see, we all have our own fears, our own anxieties, our own, you know, we're imperfect in a sense. And I really am still shocked that you could be negative. But can I tell you, can I ask you something or not positive, but yeah. It's kind of like the same thing.
Sure.
I was always so positive, so whatever. And then the best thing in the world is when I had my first son. And I know you have your little girl, and it is so amazing. But then it's also so hard, and especially doing it alone. I'm with you. I think that's when I started, like, the baby years, where it was, like, got me really upset. As much as I love my baby, it was hard. I didn't have postpartum, but now I understand how people can have it and why. But I felt like, wow, am I doing the right thing? Did I make the right choice? How am I going to be a better mom? How? And I think motherhood is what got it out of me, like everything out of me, the good, the bad, the ugly. And it also made me think differently, think deeper. And for that girl, I was always so positive. And now I'm like a little depressed and I'm like negative and I'm just complaining. And like, this is hard and I can't shower and I can't sleep. And this is like, but I love what I do. So I'm not sure if motherhood had anything to do with, you know, your own personal feelings and stuff. But like, I think a lot of us out there just want to remind you, all parents, it's normal to go through if you're feeling this way. And I know it's something that we've all experienced, I'm sure, to some extent without putting words into your mouth. Thanks for letting me speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. And what I love about what you shared is that probably when you were having those negative feelings and you felt like you couldn't voice them in a way, that was when you felt alone.
Yeah.
That was when it felt hopeless and like you couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
But I bet that there was also somebody who was there to tell you that, you know, like to listen to you and to still tell you and to honor that space for you in the negative way that you felt and then to keep cheering you on.
Yeah.
But if that person would have just tried to like, you can do it. You can do it. Like you would have felt all the more alone.
Totally. Definitely.
So I think that that's what I'm saying when I say, you know, like we don't just want positive vibes. We got to create space for the truth of life, which is that there's a little bit of bitterness. There's a little bit of saltiness. There's a little bit of struggle in there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just somebody saying like, hey, life is tough right now.
Yeah.
That allows for you to say, yeah, it is. And then move on. So it's not about pitching a tent in the negativity,
okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about literally allowing it out. Like if you think of a room that's crowded, right? And it's full of negativity. Like if you think about your brain that way, if you never let any of that stuff out, how can you let something positive in?
Yeah.
So that's my kind of take on this is it's like, and one of the, I want to talk about this success lie because I find that a lot of times people are resistant to honoring the negative. And for me, one of the things that I did that really helped me to feel safe and to release some of the negative was one of the other techniques I used. So other than the journal, I also use energy psychology in my coaching practice. And this is, you may have heard of like emotional freedom technique.
That is
a type of, EFT tapping. That's a form of energy psychology that was derived from a clinical form of energy psychology that is what I'm certified in. It's called thought field therapy. It was developed by a clinical psychologist, Dr. Roger Callahan, back in the 1980s. So this has been around for over 40 years. And this is a thing that works when, like, we find that, like, no matter how much positive we try to put on something, no matter how much of the right stuff that we're doing, it seems like something still isn't working. This is a technique to actually allow us to release that negative without getting stuck in it, allowing it to actually, like, flow through our body and leave. So I thought today we could actually experiment and do a little bit of energy psychology and just try out how we can start to feel a difference in our mindset when we're thinking about or when we have something negative going on.
Got it. And we always want to try our best to remain positive. People always say positive mindset sets the stage for positiveness. Is that always true? Like, can you just think about being positive, or you really have to be positive? Do you know what I'm saying?
You can think about it and get to a place where you are positive, but there are some places where there's so much negative that has to be allowed out first. And this happens a lot of times in places where it seems like you're making no progress. So a lot of times when my clients come to me and they're stuck, like they're stuck in their relationships or they're stuck in their marriage or those sort of things, this is a technique that helps us when it's clear to us that just being positive isn't working. So positivity does work, but it has its limits. And it's not something that we can blanket think is going to work all the time.
Got it. All right.
We have to like at some times honor the truth of how we feel instead of lying, right? So fake it till you make it does work, but it doesn't work all the time, right?
No,
like
it
so
doesn't.
When it's not working, we got to try something else rather than trying to force ourselves to keep being positive.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that. And we still got plenty of time left here. We are speaking with Diana Bahesa and talking about this thing called positivity. And, you know, it could be toxic thinking about, you know, positive, positive, positive. But you know what? We're going to get through it. We can make it happen. And the harder you push, the faster you burn. So got to slow down a little. Is that also kind of a little bit of an insight there? Should we not push as hard in a sense?
It's really to listen to yourself, right? So many times we spend this time like denying ourselves, running away from how we really feel, suppressing our feelings, forcing ourselves to feel otherwise. And my invitation is to actually sit with those feelings and like allow yourself to feel it. So if you're willing to do an exercise with me, so I want you to think about a place in your life that does feel a little negative.
Okay.
And you don't have to tell me about it. This is what's really cool about energy psychology is that we don't need to actually talk about any of those things. You can tell me if you want to. A lot of my clients, when we do private sessions, they'll communicate
open
it to me so that I can help them pull things out.
Okay.
But even without, we can do this. So we think about something negative, and I want you to think on a scale from 0 to 10, like how intense that negativity feels, with 10 being like a, like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm going to.
It could be about anything negative in my life. Okay.
Okay. So do you have a number?
8.
8. Okay. Now I want you to notice if you feel any like discomfort or anything in your body along with that.
Disgust.
Yeah, but like
hurt.
Are there any physical sensations in your body along with it?
Not as happy, like not smiling as much. So like depressed or like upset. So body wise, like, not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel it in like your hands or your back or
my
your
head?
Chin?
My head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it keeps playing over. So it gives me a headache. I think.
Yeah. So it's in your head. It's about like an 8. And for you listening at home, I invite you to do the same thing. Like, think about something negative. You give it a rating on a scale from 0 to 10, and then notice where in your body you might feel it. Now, without knowing what this thing is, I'm just going to invite you there. So there's a point on your body. It's called the karate chop point, but this is also a acupuncture point that's connected to your small intestine. And in Eastern philosophy, your small intestine is kind of like the center of your body. And they call it your, I believe it's called like your Dantian.
Okay.
And so if you just tap here and you stimulate this point that's connected to your small intestine, and I'm just going to invite you to say, like, even though I feel this negativity,
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this negativity, I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this negativity, I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel this negativity, I love and accept myself anyway. And I want you to just think about that negativity that you feel in your body as you tap on this point connected to your small intestine. And I just want you to imagine that through your feet that you're letting out any of that negativity in that body part. So imagine that negativity like moving through your body, down through your feet. You're giving it back to the earth, any of those negative feelings. And in exchange, as you're tapping on this point on the side of your hand, in exchange, you're getting grounded positive energy from the ground through your feet, traveling up your legs, traveling through to that part of your body that feels the negative energy. And as you feel that rush of positive energy move into your head, into your shoulders, into your back, wherever that negativity is, imagine that now you can let go of even more negativity. So imagine that as you tap on this point, more of that negative tension is melting down through your body, through your feet, back into the ground. And with it, you're replacing more and more positive energy. I want you to just breathe deeply as you're tapping on this point. So if you don't have us on video, if you were to bend your left hand, for example, and follow that line all the way across to like the line crease in your palm, all the way across to your side of your hand, that's where we're tapping on. There's like a little fleshy part. It's also called the karate chop point. So you can imagine that's where you would like karate chop a block. And the reason that they do that, that they use that point, is because again, it's connected to your center. And when you're breaking through blocks using the center of your body, this is actually a point of power for you. So just tapping here, it's as if you're tapping into.
I'm hurting myself now though, hold on.
Go ahead and massage if
I need a little break. But I am smiling while I'm doing this. I don't know because I'm talking to you or because what I'm saying is making me smile. Like I'm feeling happier.
So you can always rub it if you're finding it's a little rough. And I just want you to know that this is a point of power for you.
Okay.
So when you're hitting something, when you're looking to break through something that's very strong, just like a block, just like we do when we are breaking, you know, we're karate chopping something, there's power that comes through this. And when we connect back to this power, we're able to break through more than we know. So just give yourself a rating now on a scale from 0 to 10.
I feel like a 3. I'm like happy.
So what that does is we released all this negative energy so you can allow for positive to come back in. And I know we're pretty much done, but I just wanted to give that example in this experiment so that we could feel the difference.
I did.
Because this is how I release a lot of the negative to create more space for positive. And that's how now becoming more positive has become so natural for me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. If we want to dive deeper with you, scan the code and also follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also Amazon. You can get your journal. And it's Diana Bejeza Speaks. That's DianaBejeza Speaks. Did I get it right?
Yes. If you're curious, you can also do a consultation with me on my website, Savor Life with Diana, S-A-V-O-R, lifewithdiana.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Great show today. Thank you for taking the time to help us all, including me today. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week. Enjoy the week, sweetheart, okay? Positive vibes, baby, but in a good way. Bye.
This is the Global Podcast Network. where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.